I wanted to talk about a question that I think has bothered me for a long time. There's so much of this Yomim Na'arayim stuff. You wonder what's the difference between them? Is there a difference? Elul, what's its idea? Rosh Hashanah, what's its idea? Yom Kippur, Aseres Me'atzuvah. Isn't it really all just the same thing? It's got to be different because on Yom Kippur we're not eating. On Rosh Hashanah we are eating. The Aseres Me'atzuvah is not a chag. Elul's a month long. Yom Kippur is one day. I guess the question is, what are each of the independent ideas here? How are they different from each other? What is Rosh Hashanah all about? What is Yom Kippur about? How are they different from each other? And why are all needed? And what's the sequence of events, the progression from first Elul, then Rosh Hashanah, after that the Aseres Me'atzuvah, and lastly Yom Kippur? Before we get to that, I wanted just to talk about the mitzvah of tshuva in general, and hopefully this will be used as a springboard to enable us to understand, what's going on. There are several different sheets about the mitzvah of tshuva. The Ramban, the Sfarno, clearly believe that there's a mitzvah of tshuva. The pasuk says, "Ki in contrast to some of the Ma'amari Chazal who believe that "Ki ha-mitzvah hazos," this mitzvah, is in reference to Talmud Torah. The Ramban, the Sfarno believe it's referring to tshuva, which, by the way, in terms of context, the Torah in Parshas Nitzavim, this Ki mitzvah zos is Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Aleph, makes a lot of sense. It's referring to tshuva because from Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Yud, the previous ten psukim, well, they're all talking about tshuva. Makes sense that this is also talking about tshuva. And there are those who believe that tshuva is a mitzvah. Again, the Ramban, the Sfarno, Rav Kook talks about it in great length. Rav Kook actually revolutionized the idea of tshuva, national tshuva, and independence from Averas. Before Rav Kook, tshuva was just like a bunch of Al-Chetz, getting rid of Aveira, one of the time that you did revolutionize the idea, but that's not really for right now. Shita number one is a mitzvah of tshuva. There are those who believe that tshuva l'chor is not necessarily a mitzvah. Certainly, it's a good thing to do. It's a way of avoiding Aveiros. The Minchas Chinuch spells this out the clearest in mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet, in the beginning of Bamidbar Parshas Naso, the mitzvah of Vidoy. The Minchas Chinuch writes that there's a mitzvah of Vidoy, but tshuva is worthwhile to do. Tshuva is not the pa'ula, not the act. The mitzvah is what requires you to say something is vidur, but tshuva gets rid of sins nonetheless. It's just not one of the tariq mitzvahs. That may actually be the pshat in the Sefer HaChinuch as well. After all, the Sefer HaChinuch counts the mitzvah of vidur is one of the tariq mitzvahs, one of the 613 mitzvahs is vidur. That's found in Parshas Naso, as I just mentioned. Masha'en kein, in Parshas Nitzavim, the mitzvah of Kiyam Mitzvah Zos, the Sefer Chinuch does not count. Nowhere amongst the 613 mitzvahs does the Sefer Chinuch count the mitzvah of Tshuva. His Lashon is even more clear. V'zeh inyan havidu ha-shiyom r'hada be'is ha-tshuva an Hashem chatasi avisi pashati. When a person is be'is ha-tshuva, when he's doing Tshuva, a person should say the following phrase. And I think the Minchas Chinuch is medayik that from the Rambam as well. The Rambam writes, kishayas ha-tshuva. The Rambam writes in Perak Aleph Halach Aleph Inuchas Tshuva, Kishayas Tshuva v'yashuv meichato chayiv lizvados. When you do tshuva, you're chayiv to do vidui. So those are the two most extreme opinions. Either there's a mitzvah, or there's no mitzvah. There are a few different potential conceptual ideas. Some are found in the middle. The easiest, I guess, to understand is Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah writes sometimes it's a mitzvah of tshuva and sometimes not. What tshuva is always a wonderful thing to do, but according to Rabbi Yonah, tshuva is a mitzvah in the Yom Na'arayim time. I guess it's the holiday season, so to speak. Tshuva is not a mitzvah the rest of the time, but it certainly does remove averos and certainly is a good tip. So I guess that'd be shita number three. Shita number four or five are achronim, and then mahalachim and the Rambam. One is Rabbi Salvechik's well-known mahalach and the Rambam, and the last I'll suggest Rabbi Foreman, which will really return us back to our initial question. The Rambam on this lashon of kishayas tshuva. When a person does tshuva, v'yashuv mechato chayav lizvados. We already have pointed out the Minchas Chinuch thinks, according to the Rambam, that there's no mitzvah. But Salvechik disagreed and thought, based upon the Koteret, you could not suggest that. The Rambam's lashon is in the Koteret, when the Rambam gives his title to Hilchas Tshuva, he writes, mitzvah aseyachas is one mitzvah, v'hu shiyashuv hachote mechato lefnei Hashem v'yizvade. He does mention v'yizvade, but he also says, v'hu shiyashuv hachote mechato, that a person should be shav, the person should return from his sins and do tshuva. Says the Rav, there's no way the Rambam totally discounts and discredits tshuva. Rather, you have to come up with a new idea. And he suggests a brand new concept in mitzvahs and applies it over here. Salvechik says 99% of the time, when you do a ma'aseh mitzvah, that is the kiyum mitzvah. When you do a ma'aseh mitzvah of lifting up lulav, that's the mitzvah of lulav. When you do a ma'aseh mitzvah of blowing shofar, you know, that's the mitzvah. The shofar is not a great example of shechter or something in there, it's not that way. But when you put on tzitzit, that's the ma'aseh mitzvah. When you wear the tzitzit, that's the kiyum mitzvah. When a person eats the matzah, that's the ma'aseh mitzvah. When a person eats the matzah, that's the kiyum mitzvah as well. Masha ain kain, the Rav points out, maybe by something like tefillah. If I would hand you a sitter and you wouldn't know it's a sitter, and I'd say, read this text, and you don't know you're talking to God, for all you know, you don't believe in God, no one would say you fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah. You said every word in Shmoneh Esrei, right? It's true, saying the words of Shmoneh Esrei may be the way we accomplish the mitzvah usually, but it's not alone the mitzvah. It's kind of like a skeleton or a structure. It's a body. It's the guf. Said the Rav, that's the maisa mitzvah, what you say. The mitzvah of tefillah is communication with Hashem. As Salavitchik pointed out, that's exactly how the Rambam distinguishes in the Hilchas Tefillah versus the Koteret. In Hilchas Tefillah, the Rambam tells you what you're supposed to say, what's Midaraisa, what's Midarabanan. The Midaraisa, you're supposed to say Shalach Bakash and Hodah. Midarabanan, you could say, you know, you have to say more than that, and when you're supposed to say it, and how often you're supposed to say it, etc., etc. But in the Koteret, the Rambam writes, in the introduction, the title, he writes, there's a mitzvah, two mitzvahs. One of them is achas. The first one is la'avodat Hashem b'chol yom b'tzvilah. That you're supposed to be oveiras Hashem. That the mitzvah is avodat shebelev. The mitzvah is avodat Hashem. The mitzvah is communicating and interacting, so to speak, talking to Hashem. The ma'aseh mitzvah, the physical pe'ula, the act, the emotions we go through, is not per se the etzem ha'mitzvah. Says the Rav, that's what's going on with tshuva as well. That the Kiyum HaMitzvah is the tshuva, but the Maisa is the declaration, is the vidui. When you say the vidui, that is how we prefer perform the mitzvah of tshuva, but etzem the mitzvah, the Kiyum HaMitzvah is the mitzvah of tshuva. This is printed up in Na'ala Tshuva, as well as other places, but Salvechik believes that that explains the stira over here. That Kish, I'm sorry, V'hushia Shuv HaChoti Mechetov Yizvada, you have to do tshuva and end up with vidui. That's the Rambam says in the Kotaret, that's the guf ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah is the tshuva. And the way we do it, the most practical, best advice, the best way to do it is the vidui. You can do it some other way, but that is the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah is tshuva, and the maisa mitzvah, the act that we do to perform the mitzvah is the mitzvah of vidui. And says the Rav, that's how you understand this line, kisha yasa tshuva v'yashav micheto, v'chayv l'svados, the chiv is on the maisa, the chiv is to do the pa'ula. Kisha yasa tshuva means when you're doing the mitzvah of tshuva, Chayv lizvados. Similarly, you could have said kisha oved as Hashem when you do avodas Hashem, when you want to communicate with Hashem. Chayv to do tefillah. Chayv to say the following particular prayer. I think the Rav is quoted often this idea kiyum and ma'aseh. I don't think the Rav means the philosophy of the mitzvah. That's not what the kiyum here means. It's the etzem mitzvah itself. In any event, that's Salvechik's idea. According to the Rav, really the mitzvah is true, but that's the ikker. And the vidui is just the guf, it's the body, it's the maisa. Rabbi Foreman, Rabbi David Foreman, I heard in one of his lectures, one of his shiurim on the internet or my iPad or somewhere, he had a beautiful, beautiful read of a mashal the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva says as follows. Again, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, the Rambam uses the following mashal. Kol ha-misvada b'dvarm v'lo gom b'libu la'zov. Anyone who is mizvada, anyone who does vidoy, a verbal vidoy, v'logamre belibo, and he does not sincerely in his heart completely get rid of the mitzvahs, lazov, then har is adoma, what's it comparable to? What's it similar to? Here's the mashal. Letovel v'sheretz biyada. A person who immerses himself in the mikvah in order to purify himself, in order to matire himself, in order to cleanse himself. But he's got a sheretz in his hand, he's hanging on to something impure, he's holding on to a scorpion or a spider, something that doesn't, that inhibits his tshuva, that inhibits his tevila, inhibits his tahara process. She'ena tevila mo'el so ad she'yishlach ha'sheretz. And the tevila won't help. You cannot be tovel in a mikvah when holding on to a sheretz in your hand. The tevila will not work because you're holding on to the sheretz. Says it by form, in l'chor, if this mashal is correct, and presumably it is, so what essentially is the mashal? The mikvah is what's matahar you. The mikvah is what purifies the person. What is the mikvah? The mikvah seemingly is the vidui. It's not the tshuva. The tshuva is the being mashlich the sheretz miyado. It's getting rid of the sheretz. Not doing tshuva is hanging on to that sheretz. Doing tshuva is getting rid of that sheretz. The tahara process, the mikvah, really is the vidur. The tshuva, I guess, is a pretext or a preparatory stage before the vidur. Or in other words, if you want to do a proper vidur, you better do tshuva first. This way it's not just lip service. If you want to do a proper vidur, the tshuva gives you the ability to make it sincere, to make it genuine, to allow you to really believe it. That certainly fits well with this mashal, that the vidoy is the tefillah, and the not getting rid of your averos is the hanging on to that sheretz biyado. Says by form, if that's the case, one could argue that's what's going on in the Rambam over here, when it says, kisha yasa tshuva chayiv lehizvados. When you do tshuva, there's a chayiv to do vidoy. Vidoy, you know, when you do the tshuva, when you repent, when you grow close to God, when you're ready for it, then only kishiyasa tshuva, only once you do tshuva is there a chiyuv for vidui. In other words, vidui is ready once you have done your tshuva. You cannot do a sincere, genuine tshuva before you've done tshuva. Just to say these words and not mean them, it's disingenuous, it's insincere, it's not real. The tshuva is the pretext, the tshuva is the prerequisite for a sincere and beautiful vidui. If that's the case, l'chor, we can come back to our original question. Yom Kippur is the day we do vidui. Yom Kippur is the day where we confess our sins to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What enables them to be real, what enables them to be meaningful, what enables us to connect to them in a deep way and mean what we say for it to be genuine is the fact that we've done tshuva. And that's exactly why you have Aseret Yemei Tshuva before Yom Kippur. The Aseret Yemei Tshuva are preparatory days in where we prepare ourselves and get ready so that we have to do a vidui, we can do it the right way. And if that's correct, let's go back one more step. Well, what's Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is a day of Malchus. The Abu Juham has many different reasons why you blow shofar. One of them is because, one of them is like the Rambam writes, you know, Or Yishein Mishein Aschem. One of them is it's a prayer to Hashem, like Rashi indicates in Masech Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Vav Chaf Zayin or so. But one of them, I think he quotes Sajid going to somebody, that the idea is that you're blowing the shofar to crown Hashem Melech, just like the trumpets blow before a king walks in, so too the shofar blows, you know, kivayachal, before Hashem walks in. But the idea of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus, that Hashem is the king. We're celebrating his kingship. We're celebrating his being the Melech of the world. So much of the tefillah focuses on that. That's why Hashem created the world on this day, because that's what makes him the king, the fact that he created it. Rosh Hashanah is a day of Malchus. And I think the idea is once you recognize Hashem is the king, and you recognize that you've sinned, well, now you're ready for tshuva. And in a certain sense, Elul is a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. El is Anila Dodi Vlododi Li. You fall in love with Hashem, you get close to God, you think about Him, you appreciate what's going on with Hashem, what's our relationship all about, and then you come to the conclusion at the climax, which is at the end of Elul, Rosh Hashanah time, you begin to recognize who Hashem is, he's a melech. And that triggers a sense of tshuva. And once you've done tshuva, you're ready for Yom Kippur, which is all about kaparas achet, tahara, slicha. We fast on Yom Kippur because we are sad, we are mourning, we are doing tshuva, we're trying our best to cleanse ourselves from sins. Rosh Hashanah, we're eating because it's a day of machlokas, if there's simcha or not, but it certainly has that element of simcha, at least unless it was taken away because it's kind of the Yom Hadin. But there certainly is some type of yuntiv type of feeling. There's an isra malacha, there's machlok shonim. If there's simchim, we have to eat meat, we have to drink wine. Rosh Hashanah is a day where we celebrate Hashem's malchus. That triggers the aseret yemei tshuva. We're supposed to do tshuva, which is a preparation for Yom Kippur, the day of atonement, the day where we do vidui, the day where Hashem forgives us of our sins. We should have meaningful upcoming days in the holiday season. Every shabbat, ksiva, v'chsimatov, a good kibbutz shiur.